And it's time to talk Columbia Raiders basketball. And to do that, we bring in Josh Scharf, the head coach of the Raiders. Last year, another outstanding campaign as you competed in the LCA to second place in the league. A great year overall. And, Coach, thanks for your time and for joining us. Your thoughts back to last year and how you're going to try to improve upon that for this year.
Yeah, appreciate you having us on. Looking forward to this year. we're young this year, pretty inexperienced. We've only got two guys that have played varsity basketball before. So right now we're kind of in the learning stage, trying to figure out how to play at the speed at the varsity level with some of our younger guys. We're gonna feature some freshmen that we just need them to come along. You know, Nate Borling and Ethan Meyer will have to pull us along the way with them, and hopefully we'll get a good start, and then we can bring those younger guys along.
How do you get guys like Borling and Meyer to understand, yeah, they need to probably carry the team for a little bit, but also they got to make those younger guys better and help them fit in? How do you get to guys to do both those things?
Right. You know, the scrimmages right now for us are huge. We've got those freshmen playing a lot of minutes in those scrimmages, getting used to playing with those older guys. You know, it's a trust level, too. They've got to understand that those freshmen can play. You know, and at times those freshmen need to defer to the older guys. But it's always trying to get that unity together. And, you know, we're making strides. This is our third scrimmage this afternoon. We had Monroeville in our place. And we're making strides with the – you know, we opened up in Norway last week, and it was eye-opening for some of our younger guys, which we expected. You know, the leap from eighth grade to varsity basketball was a giant leap. And then Saturday we scrimmaged against Hillsdale and Independence. And the trajectory from last week then to Independence and Hillsdale and then today, it's we're on the right climb. You know, still many more steps to go, but we're making progress.
So let's talk about the freshmen for a second. I mean, the easy answer to my question will be they're good enough. But what is it more than just they're good enough that you thought that they can go from eighth grade to varsity basketball in the LC8 in the atmospheres that you'll play in, mm-hmm. you know, smaller gyms, larger, you know, crowd around sure. those smaller gyms, the atmosphere, just the, you know, there's a lot more than goes into handling a varsity basketball game as an athlete than just
right.
being able to shoot it and dribble it.
You know, I think it comes down to they're just flat-out competitors. You know, they hate to lose, and they're going to do everything they can to improve the team and to make our program stronger. You know, part of it's a numbers issue. You know, we've got 18 kids in the program this year. So part of it's necessity, but at the same time, they're good enough to play.
How many kids do you guys have in the school? I know Jason, Coach Ward, had 36 kids on the varsity football roster.
Right.
So the number of boys in that school has got to be a fairly small number.
Yeah, I think with the OHSA, when they break you down into divisions, I think we're at 109 or 112.
And you're a D6 school, so there's just one school smaller than you guys, right. division-wise, in the state.
As far as football, yeah. Basketball, we're four, you know, yeah. so we're one of the smallest.
You are the smallest in basketball division.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I thought.
So there's a lot of fun that goes into that, though, because, for example, I was at your game last year against Brookside.
Right.
You know, you and, you know, your best friend down on the sideline
right.
there. You know, they were giving you IVs in the locker room before, I think, to get you out there. You were so sick. It was a great game, great atmosphere. Packed gym, hot gym. It was like 150 degrees
right.
in that gym. I'm exaggerating, but it was
right.
hot. That's got to be fun for you, playing at a smaller school, coaching at a smaller school, in environments like that that happen more than they don't.
Right. It is a lot of fun. This conference is a lot of fun to coach in and to play in, you know, and where we're all – it's all close schools, so the travel – the fan base travels with us wherever we go, you know. And like you said, coaching against Larry, it's a lot of fun. You know, I'm a best friend, and we help each other a lot. We share a lot of advice, and he helps me more than I think I help him. But to be able to, like, Jeff and Anthony, it's just a good group of coaches in our conference, and we just all get along pretty well, and it's just fun to compete against each other.
Now that you're in your, I believe it's third year
right.
as head coach, and you were an assistant before that, you know, what happened the first couple of years that you think, you know, you might be able to say, okay, I learned from this. Maybe I could do this a little bit better. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Or do you have things like that going into your third year you think it helps you out?
Yeah, I think we all grow year over year as coaches. You know, if you're not doing some self-reflection at the end of the season, you're doing your program a disservice, you know. And it's a lot of these just talking to other coaches and getting advice. And that's what Larry's a great resource for me in that aspect. But, you learn as I think I've learned to communicate better as each year goes on. You know, as far as coaching, what we know is only as good as what you can teach and what you can show your players. So that's been the biggest growth from my side, I think, just demonstrating and transfer of knowledge, you know.
As young as you are this year, even though you have those two leaders that you talked about, mm-hmm. I'm assuming this is a year where your team in December isn't necessarily going to look like your team in February.
No, I mean, I expect to be very competitive. We'll play hard beginning of the year, but I will see. I think I was telling my assistant coach earlier today, we will see greater strides from those younger guys to the end of the year. We're going to make big improvements throughout the year, and you know, we're young, so we're going to take some lumps at some times and some learning experiences, but those will all pay off.
Because of the youth, system-wise, have you changed at all?
You know, we're changing because we're a lot smaller than we normally been. Okay. So we're just going to try to play quicker. You know, defensively, we'll still lock down and try to defend you, but offensively, we're just going to try to play in transition as much as we can. You know, most teams will try to take Nate Borling away. So if we can get out in transition and make them team scramble, it's going to be a lot easier for us to score.
Well, Coach, just your thoughts overall on the LC8 and where maybe you guys fit in.
You know, it's going to be hard for us to compete this year with the Brookside, the Firelands, the Keystones, the Wellingtons of the world. But you know, we're gonna give it our best shot. We're gonna play hard and then see where the Ducks fall at the end.
That's all you can
a
do,
great
right?
Answer, right?
So we'd be remiss if we didn't ask Ron the final question of the night, right? We've been here 3 hours.
Oh, you're gonna bring that
18
up?
Coaches, and you know, gotta ask you. You know, the Missouri Tigers, obviously a huge fan with the hat. You know, them being in the SEC, I know they're having a heck of a season this year. I think they're like 9-2.
I thought it was
what
Mark,
made you a
Marshall
Missouri
with
fan
a new
and
color scheme.
And you know,
this is my Michigan Wolverine hat. That's everywhere I go.
Oh, you know? I didn't get that.
So you know,
is it really?
I grew up in Michigan, so I got a pass.
It's all good.
His son is behind him.
Yeah,
he's
we
all,
see him. He's
got all, yeah.
Also. A prediction for Saturday?
I think it's going to be a great game. I'm going to take them. We have season tickets. This, I think, is year 9 for us, and we haven't been to the game yet. So I think we're going to take them this year. And
wow.
You know, it's going to be a great, great experience.
He'll be there.
My daughter, who is an Ohio State junior,
yeah.
And I've had three kids, two graduate, one currently at Ohio State. We'll be up there, too.
Nice.
We don't have tickets to the game, but yeah. We're going to soak up the atmosphere.
And, awesome.
You know, we're our scarlet and gray. So
right.
I hope to see you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a good sport. I'm a Notre Dame guy, so I don't have a dog in the fight. But, you know, thanks for being a good sport. But
do they play football?
And we should. Not lately, they haven't. But so we should let everybody know that we'll tee it up with this. We've got Buckeye Roundtable coming up now that we're at the top of the hour. But, Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Us.
Appreciate it.
You got it.
Josh probably going to stick around and listen to Coach Day.
Yeah, I probably will. That is Josh Sharp, the head coach of the Columbia Raiders. Ron, that's going to do it for us tonight. Appreciate you coming, and I hope you enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. It's
great
a great
place.
Way to we got all the coaches to come out, 18 of them.
That's impressive, the job that Jared Kozar and you did producing the show, getting 18 coaches that time period. That's
Dave Sprouse is the one that keeps us going, so we appreciate Dave Sprouse and everything. And we appreciate everybody here, Dan McNamara and everybody at Hoop Tech. We were here last week for the girls' preview, again tonight for the boys' preview. Just want to thank Dan McNamara and his fine staff here with Hoop Tech. Ron, thanks to you. We'll look forward to having you with us. I know we've got you later on in December, but you've got a big game this Friday. I would be remiss if I didn't say. This Friday night, Avon and Hoban in the state semifinals. You, Tom Evans, Gary Pelder have a great call at Byers Field. It'll be a 7 o'clock kick, 6:30 pregame.
I'll be there.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
Look forward to it. I listened a little bit last week as I was driving on the app.
You were on your way to Ball State, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah.
And I was listening.
Muncie, Indiana.
Yes, I was going. We'll talk about that. But yes. So you can hear it on the app.
We appreciate you listening.
Yes, I was. So crowd mic sounded great. That's what I told Jared. So that's going to do it. I want to thank Dave Sprouse and want to thank all of the coaches who joined us here. And, again, thanks to everybody at Hoop Tech and with Third Generation Construction. Basketball season will get underway next Monday. We've got a girls' game, North Ridgeville and Medina. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock next Monday, and then the boys' schedule gets underway with the DeFranco tournament. That'll be Saturday, December 2nd. We've got 5 games from the DeFranco tournament. Until then, for Ron Yance, Jerry Kozar, and Dave Sprouse, this is Ron Polinski saying, have a good night, everybody.